Fantasy Six Pack Hour with your hosts, Joe Bob and AJ Appleton.
Welcome to the Fantasy Six Pack Hour. My name is Joe Bond, founder of FantasySixPack.net, and as I clearly wasn't paying attention and forgot to put me and AJ in the room before everything started, this is already starting off so well. The pre-show banter was
off the rails, man.
The pre-show banter was has me a little distracted. Anyway, so what's up, AJ?
Get it together.
No, it's already over, man. This one's already
here
over.
You
but
are. Just like I'm,
I have no idea.
Boom.
Anyway, what's going on, man?
It's like you didn't even pay attention today to what was going on. Did you see Max, Max Fried, whatever it is.
Yeah,
spelled Fried.
We'll get to that.
So
we'll get to that stuff. I just said hi. You don't want to say hi back. That's cool. I'll just move on.
Hey, what's up? Happy opening day.
Happy.
It is a holiday of national proportion, but we're still waiting for Congress, I guess, to figure their shit out and make it a national holiday.
If the NFL can't figure out how to move the Super Bowl off of Sunday,
and
they're not going to make the day after that a holiday or that day, then it will never happen to the Major League Baseball. Like, it's just not going to happen. But
right.
I digress.
Right. Let's move on. Let's digress a little more for.
Oh my God! No.
Quick second. You digressed into saying something that it was like government versus other really slow, stupid organization, aka NFL. I mean, all right, I digress. Let's move on, man.
Yeah. So anyway, season has started, but guys, there is still time to become an All Access member. There's going to be lots of great content during this season. We've got DFS projections. We've got some betting projection tools that are coming out. We're going to have our betting advice and our DFS advice articles. We've got our pitching and hitting planners, which have paywall, and our waiver wire have paywall elements to them as well. And, of course, you'll have access to the most accurate rankings out there. Keith Lott, the number one ranker on Fantasy Pros, will be doing the in-season rankings. You'll have access to the dynasty rankings, the prospect rankings. They're all there.
Suck it, Keith?
No. No longer saying that.
No. Congrats to you and your MVP award.
Yeah, and then, of course, the custom advice that you can get on our Discord channel is probably the most, in my opinion, still the most invaluable part of that whole thing. You know, everything else is awesome, but you know, having all that custom advice there on our Discord channel is where it's at. So, so without further ado, let's bring on our guest of the week, Mr. Dap Scout himself. What is up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Power. Having a little technical difficulty.
What
That's
up?
Why we are starting a little late, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it was not actually
not
AJ's fault this
my
time.
My fault this time.
It's the power company's fault.
Suck it, Keith.
Hey, you know what, though? At least, you know, and the best part was, Joe, I enjoyed it when you called me and you said, I don't believe you. And I had to FaceTime you and show you that the whole block was out. Because you're like, whatever, man.
I would
that's,
only do that to
that's
AJ.
The worst excuse I've ever heard. And I was like, no, seriously, the power's out. Oh, sure, man, sure.
Yeah, okay.
FaceTime me now.
You're just
prove
down
it.
The street at the brewery bar, and
I
you
would,
need to just, like,
I would only do that to AJ. Nobody else. But
oh, and so, I would still also dap scout you and prove you wrong. So, bring it.
Yeah. And, hey, can I just mention one thing about the whole Discord thing that you mentioned earlier? I got to tell you, one of my favorite things that I've done so far working with Fantasy Six Pack is helping out the two players this week. One of them was a brand new person and nice. Like was like, I don't know how to help, you know, like, I don't know how to trade. What should I do? and kind of walking him through the process. It just, that really gets me excited. And then when he wrote back on the Discord, is like, I just won that trade. I was like, hey, yeah, that made my day. And so, you know, helping anybody with like trade advice, things like that, absolutely the best part of my day. So definitely, I hope more people will, you know, subscribe. I think it's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you there. So before we jump into some lessons learned from opening day, if there are actually any, it's kind of a joke, by the way. if anybody hasn't figured that one out yet, let's do beer of the week.
I've got a few.
Beer.
All right, Dap, what you got, man?
So as, well, you told me to look at myself as a marketing intern. So I am actually working on a sponsorship deal with Tito's Vodka, Tito's Handmade Vodka, which is fantastic pairing with an Oakland A's fan who needs to get drunk ahead of time because this entire season is just going to be trash.
Yep. That is a beautiful spot.
That's a winning smile, unlike the A's.
Can we get that cut and like sent to him so he can send it out to them?
Please. And if I could make that a ringtone, that'd be great.
Yes. Ringtone. The plant. Ringtone.
I'll get right on it.
All right, AJ. What you got, man?
Okay, cool. All right. Let's just move straight into
what we learned today. What did you have to drink? AJ, where are
you at? He forgot.
Come back.
Yeah.
No idea what just happened there.
Beer of the week.
It's brought to you by this the four critter. AJ has already had.
He's a trash panda, and he's here to get you in your trash.
Okay. So I'm going to speed this along since I don't know what the hell AJ just did. And I'm drinking an RAR. It's called Fresh J's. It's actually a triple.
Did you learn nothing from the earlier conversation?
Yeah, but this apparently is the only one I've had, anyway, or having. So anyway, all right. So yes, now we can move into what we've learned during Major League Baseball opening day so far. We're going to go game by game, just kind of an easy way to organize it, I felt like. And we'll start here with the first game of the day, the Braves and the Nationals. Braves took this one down 7-2, man. Dab, anything interesting, you know, right, some of the things I kind of want to look at here, along with just having a little fun with it, right, is, you know, to give some sort of actual value to this conversation. You know, some of the things you could look at with opening day are lineup decisions, like the bullpen order and that kind of stuff, right? And so anything pop out to you right away with either of these lineups?
Look, you know, if you would have told me that Joey Meneses was going to be a starting player, you know, beginning of last season, right? Like a starter, I would have been like, I don't know who this guy is. And then if he would have told me his age, I would have been like, no. But now to see this guy in this lineup and he's still hitting, and he's still hitting at a, you know, very kind of productive area of that lineup, that to me really kind of stood out because I honestly have no idea what to do with that guy. I've drafted him cautiously in a lot of different lineups and he hit again today. I mean, he's one of those guys that you just can't bet against anymore. He's a feel good story. And that's just one of those things that just automatically just popped out of me right away.
The coolest bat flip in the freaking World Baseball Classic. How can you not draft him after that?
I tried to get him on every single one of my teams just for that reason. And I succeeded absolutely most of the time.
So unfortunately, though, this game kind of went as expected. Corbin's kind of trash at this point, right? So the Braves obviously demolished him. You know, they had no home runs, but just beat up on him basically all game. Got out in three innings, and then the bullpen is garbage. Like, the Nats are garbage. They're going to be bad this year, guys. Like, surprise. The one thing that it does suck is Max Fried did leave this game after 3 1/3 with a hamstring injury. I have not seen the update since, but he kind of like – he didn't like come up like limping. He just sort of like reached back at it, was like, and then like couldn't pitch again and just pulled himself basically.
Right. So the latest update, what he's definitely going to miss his next start.
Okay.
And most likely has a trip to the aisle.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, if you're going to miss one start as a pitcher, you might as well miss two.
Right. Well, I mean, especially early on, especially with those kind of injuries, you want them to be slow about it because, I mean, but again, covering first, of all the things that I wish Major League Baseball would mess with, you know, ghost runner, I hate that idea. But if there's a way to just be like, look, the pitcher looks like he could cover first, don't run over here. I just wish that would happen. There's so many stupid injuries that happen that way.
Yeah.
It's just my my rant.
Yeah. I agree with it though, because I mean, as a Max Fried owner today, I was super stoked and was looking at his stats. Like, all right, here we go. We're through three. This is nice. Wait, what do you mean he's out? who's Luteji?
Just following the box score, you're
and
going,
the news was hell? So behind, and it was like,
yeah,
somebody tell me what's going on here.
The beat writers needed preseason too, but they didn't apparently get that. So
they're on a pitch clock to pitch their next article, and they've all failed. So that's a lot of penalties. Anyway.
And by the way, CJ Abrams is on pace for a whopping 486 errors this year.
Wow. And the thing is that I think he's going to make it. I believe in him. So that should let you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I expect
three errors in this game. I read on the NBC Sports Extra that it was four.
I'm going to say he wins the Trash Panda award. Yes. That's of the year already on opening day.
That's pretty fantastic.
Shout out Hysteria Brewing. All right.
So real quick about just for those people that are in holds leagues, right? So Luteji or the pitcher that came out that covered for Fried. He's been with the Yankees for a couple years now, and he's always just racked up holds. The fact that he was the first kind of pitcher out there really kind of speaks to me. The fact that he gave up an earned run is actually surprising. I think it must be the fact that he wasn't ready. But if you're looking for a holds person, Luteji, especially how they're using him already, there's the first guy they put out there. Definitely shows me he's going to be a six inning type of person.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right, let's jump over here to the next game. We got the Yankees and the Giants. Right. And of course, we've got every team's playing every team this year, and so we're starting off with interleague play. Yankees won this game 5-0, and this game was strikeout city. Like, holy crap. I was, like, following, like, the Garrett Cole, like, because I was, of course, watching the Yankees broadcast, so that's all they were talking about. And it was like, oh, yeah, 9 Ks, 11, 12, like, 11 Ks. And then somebody in our Discord channel was like, Webb has 9 through like 3 innings. And I was like, don't you mean Cole? And then I looked over and I was like, holy crap, Webb has 12.
Nope.
12 through 6. Although he allowed up 4 earned runs. So,
still silent.
Still, though, what's stupid about this, right, is he actually only had 3 through 6. Manager put him out there, let the first batter on. That batter scored. Lost the quality start for everybody. Like, brutal. Like, he probably shouldn't have even been out there. He was at 90-ish pitches. Like, 90-ish pitches. But anyway, strikeouts, like, crazy. I mean, I could do the math, but, I mean,
not 23.
There's all... Yes.
23.
I can do
between
that
the starters.
Math. I'm talking about, like, if you count how many starts. Like, I mean, Webb's up to, like, 300, like, 360. Cole would be at, like, 300, like... What, 320? If I did the math right there, if you count like 30, if you count like 30 games start, you know, on average between these guys. But so yeah, ridiculous strikeout numbers. I was kind of like, oh no, here we go with the slow start from Cole again. He walked the first batter on four straight pitches, and then he was just like, nah. No, my joke's on you. I'm gonna mow everybody else down after this. It was like. like six strikeouts in a row after that. I'm like, oh, well, damn. All right. Pretty, Judge hit his first home run, just blasted it. You know, not shocked there.
The first home run.
Yes, he did.
Of the season.
Yes, he did. Anything here with you, Dap, in this game?
Absolutely. So a couple things. First off, since we're talking about on pace, right? So Oswaldo Cabrera.
Four strikeouts.
That hurts me big time. And so he's now on pace for about 600 strikeouts for the season with his four that he did today. And I did the math. So that's it. Yeah. So I would definitely put the over on that. I say he's going to go 700. The other part that really stuck out to me, honestly, is I should pick anybody else but him because I can't pronounce his darn name. Is it Volpe or Volpe? Volpe?
You're going to make me look Volpe. It up.
Yeah. Anyways, so first off, feel good story, right?
They
interviewed him on the field and, you know, all he has, you know, all this stuff and he gets on with the walk, his family's there, good times. But, you know, I can't think that guy's going to be the ninth hitter for long. I mean, no. If he continues to kind of be there, I see him moving up quick, especially when you look who's above him. Nobody.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Trevino and Cabrera, he's easily going to jump over.
Right.
I mean, Torres maybe could move his way up again. I mean, he had a nice day, but Torres nice day. Is risky, right?
Of course,
easily
yeah.
past Donaldson. Volpe, I just say Volpe. Anyway, he wasn't awesome. I went to the Baseball Reference page, and they don't have it like filled out for him. They don't have like the pronunciation thing
because they hate us.
They knew. No, like the one thing I looked with him is like he got a strikeout. But he did draw that one walk,
yep.
And then he immediately stole the base. He does this weird thing on base where like he like gets a really short lead, and then like when the pitcher winds up, he like jumps and like he gets this like other secondary lead, and then he's like bam, it just takes off, and it's like it's almost like a little like spring action. It's weird, and I was like, holy hell! And when he took off, I was like, no way is he getting thrown out. Like he was so fast. I've actually never seen the kid play. No. So I was like, when I saw it, I was like, holy hell, he's fast.
Like, well, and the thing is, everybody's still on the whole, you know, the bases are bigger. It's the pickoff throws, the fact that you're limited. And you can almost see in the pitcher's head, like, he's like,
oh, I laughed so hard.
Throw over there.
I laughed so hard while Volpe was on base that one time. Webb threw it over, and Volpe had never left the base. That's how scared of him he was.
Yes,
and they both just laughed, and it was like Webb just goes, "Ah, damn it, he's gone." He knew it the very next pitch.
Volpe exactly. Like, pew. He's like, "Yep, you're done."
Oh, it was over. It was over. You know, that was hilarious.
But the thing is like, I don't expect him just to move up because of performance, right? Yes, performance, no problem. But look who's ahead of him. Like, Donaldson's going to go on the DL, or if he's not on the DL already, like, he probably pulled a muscle out of the shower, right? Stanton's going to go on the DL. LeMahieu, I mean, has he played more than 40 games in the last 3 years? I don't know. I mean, he's going to probably be the... Go ahead.
It's also not just that. Where'd AJ go?
he said, I'm out.
AJ... I don't know what just happened to you, man, but you're gone.
He typed BRB.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Don't mind us having a show, AJ. Anyway, no one knew what's happening today.
And I felt bad about my power going out. And then I was
this is the new. I've never seen AJ peace out mid-show. The other thing you got to think about with Volpe, right, is like if he – I just said Volpe instead of whatever. Is like – so he gets on base, right? Okay, LeMahieu's behind him.
Right.
Look, a solid contact hitter, so fine. But then right after that is Judge.
Right.
You're really running Volpe when Judge is on
exactly.
Like, really? Like yeah. You want right. to – like I don't know, but like – I mean, I don't like. He's fast. He's a contact hitter. I don't think the power is quite going to be there for Volpe that we were, you know, that everybody thinks could potentially be there. But, like, if you're talking about maybe moving him all the way up to, like, first because he can, you know, get on base and steal, then he still got Judge right behind him. So then you still kind of had that conundrum. So that, well, I don't know. That's the tough one.
But at the same time, if he's dancing on the base, right, like maybe he, you know, causes enough of the distraction and the, yeah, you know, the pitcher's got to throw. I don't know. Well, but
pitchers seem to still somehow be throwing it right over the middle for Judge. Because
exactly. So it doesn't really matter.
He absolutely destroyed one today.
Oh, absolutely.
He hit it. I just went, okay. All right, bye. Not much to look at for San Francisco. I did like Estrada. I had a nice day, 2 for 4, stole a base. It's kind of, I mean, that's kind of what you drafted him for, right?
Right.
So right there. Yeah, I mean, this was just, I mean, you kind of knew New York was going to win this game. I mean, they were favorites. So really not a lot to take away from this one, honestly. I think we kind of got what we expected. So we'll move on. With or without AJ, I suppose. And we will talk about the Red Sox and Orioles. And sucks for AJ he's not here because I know he's an O's fan along with me. But Orioles won this game 10-9. Like, I mean, we all knew the pitching staff were bad, but yikes.
Yeah.
First thing for me, man, Adley Rutschman, have yourself a day.
Right.
Like, holy crap. 5 for 5, 4 RBI, hit a bomb in the first inning. I mean, just that dude's he's going to be good. He's going to be something special. I know the pitching staffs aren't quite there for this, for either one of these teams, but that's, I don't care how bad we think the pitchers are. That's a hell of a day.
Right. Yeah, so, sure.
Anything stand out for you as far as lineups? With this one, I think most things were spot on.
Yeah, look, honestly, I'm kind of, I still can't get over those last couple of innings. I mean, that game was garbage when it came to pitching. And if you're looking at any type of bullpen usage, I mean, that should worry the heck out of you. There was, I mean, this is not what I was expecting, like, you know, the big bopper, you know, Oriole, Red Sox, you know, the fearful, you know, offense. I mean, yeesh. That was my first takeaway.
I'll say I like the Orioles offense, and it's not because I root for the team. I do think they got some bats. I mean, Mountcastle, Santander, Rutschman, Mullins, Henderson, they're all good bats. You're just not expecting to see 10 runs out of them. You know,
well, here, okay, so
is really, really damn good.
You're right. And look, I mean, a couple things, right? Everybody again was bagging on Mateo before the season started, right? The guy hits, you know, gets two hits, and again looks like the Mateo of midseason last year, right? Looks like he just took off exactly where he was. They have Mullen starting in front of Rutschman, which is, I think, amazing, and then Santander and Mountcastle right there in the middle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right; it looks like a pretty field. The thing that's going to be interesting to me, especially if it continues to travel forward, right? If Henderson stays in that 5-6 hole, I mean, that could be really huge RBI, producing situation. But no, I mean, look, you're right. On paper, they can mash. I just didn't expect it to be the first game of the season. I guess I should have just taken off Rutschman.
although when you get Kluber and then whatever in the bullpen for the Sox, I mean, like, we knew the Sox weren't going to be very good this year. And then, of course, the O's bullpen just tried to implode as well. You were like, what the hell? They had like a 10-4 lead and then suddenly not.
I mean, look, I don't remember how many times I went. I was like 14, 15 drafts, right? And I don't remember how many times people reached for Batista. And all I could think about was, did he really give you that air of confidence last season that you want to be, you know, kind of reaching for him? And I mean, the guy gives up 2 runs, 1 earned today, and he looked just as shaky as he did last season. I mean, that is definitely not the bullpen you want him on.
2.19 ERA and a 0.93 whip last year, 88 Ks and 65 innings. That's not bad, man. When you look at it, that's not bad.
Yeah. Okay.
And he took over the closer role midway through the year and had 15 saves. I mean,
yes,
and everybody expects the Orioles to be just even slightly better, if not just as good as last year. Right. Like, you've got to think it's there, I guess. Yeah, That's okay. The surface stats. So I
know. All right. Yeah. Well, look, if you watched it, some of those games though, like it's a lot like, you know, my ex-girlfriend, right? From afar, she was very supportive and very stable mentally. But close up, as in you spend time with her, it took a lot to get there. There's a lot of routes and screaming and talking to cookies and dogs that she thought talked to her when she was off her meds. So those are the types of things that I think about when I think of Batista, my ex-girlfriend, which is not good. Sorry.
So we have lost AJ for the rest of the day. So I hope you don't mind just being my co-host for the night.
I'm sorry. Well, no more ex-girlfriend stories. Yes, the Red Sox, right? The number one thing, right? Yoshida, he looked like he was ready to go.
He played well. Again, I mean, take it with a grain of salt. Pitching stats weren't great, you know. So, and it's of course one game, right. But yeah, you like to see the success right out of the gates from guys like that, because they can just build off the confidence too, right? Like if these guys get on like super slow starts, then you've seen that snowball the other way too. So,
right.
Let's move on here to the Cubs and the Brewers. Pulling up the box score here, and 4-0 Cubs.
Yep.
Yeah, not what you were thinking was going to happen, right? You know, the Brewers.
Yeah.
Not that I love their offense. I think it's solid. There's some power bats in there. But obviously, when you looked at the pitching matchup, man, you were looking at Stroman versus Burns. And to me, Stroman is just a guy. Like, right. He's not anything I drafted him like 5 years ago when he was still supposed to be good, and he wasn't, and he still isn't. He's still the same guy, right? I mean, let's be real about it.
Right.
You know, ERAs are always kind of, okay, whatever, but whips are always kind of high. Strikeouts really aren't really there. Right. But today, man, comes out, mows down the Brewers, 8 Ks in 6 innings, didn't allow a run, only 3 hits, although 3 walks, but Burns on the other side, 4 earned and 5 and only 3 Ks. Yikes.
Stop because you're hurting me. I have so many Burns shares. It's not even funny.
Zero. Actually, no, I have 1 and it's a best ball. So that, whatever. He just won't play for me this week.
Yeah. I was all in on, you know, kind of the Burns, you know, I was all in on Milwaukee in general, the top two pitching, you know, Freddie Peralta and Burns. I just thought this was going to be an awesome setup for them. Like you said, Stroman on paper, I was like, this is going to be cake. I mean, if anybody was going to get like the 10 Ks, right, I thought it for sure is going to be this kind of lineup, and Burns are definitely going to provide that. And then we found out that Swanson apparently is just, you know, Mr. April. I mean, the guy just
right
destroyed today. There's nothing more you can say. I mean, they came out and they were just cooking from get go.
I mean, the one thing I was very interested to see how this Cubs offense was going to do. Because I remember I was the producer behind the scenes for you and Jason doing the Cubs team preview. Right. And I had forgotten, honestly, before that show, just how many dudes they signed. This is a completely different offense than it was last year. I mean, Swanson, Bellinger, Mancini, Hosmer. And then, you know, you add to that, they've still got Horner and Happ and, Patrick Winsdom and stuff like that. But it's just like, it's not like on paper you're looking at it going like, but it's all like the old dudes who are no longer good. Right. But like maybe all together, maybe they'll be like respectable and they're not going to be like a pushover offense anymore. Like they're all super professional hitters. Like I don't think Mancini is as bad as he was last year. I think it was his first year back from all, you know, unfortunately the cancer stuff. And thankfully he's healthy now. I think another year separated from that, he'll maybe not be the pre-cancer player he was, but I think he can be still very, very good. And I mean, he's probably on the waiver wire in a lot of leagues. So I'd be interested to see if he starts getting snatched up, if he can, you know, start hitting here early. other than that, though, man, like, I don't know if I really see anything here that I'm like, ooh, about. Like, I mean, your boy Bryce Terang, batting ninth. Or should, yeah. should I say my boy, because I stole him from you in the draft.
And you did that just to spite me. You don't even believe in him like I do. You don't love him like I do. I mean,
you've talked him up a few times, so I was like, you know what?
You never listened to me, so don't even start.
You sound worse than me at AJ right now. This is... This is just like the perfect fill-in.
you don't listen to me.
No, I mean, like, at that point in the draft, it was around, like, what, 22? It was super late, and I was kind of like,
I literally had him geared up, ready to go, and I knew you did,
and I had drafted shortstop late, and I think, I wanted Tim Anderson to fall back to me at one point to kind of solidify my shortstop, and he didn't, so then I was like, well, screw it, now I'm going to take this three shortstops and just hope one works. And so Bryce Terang was sitting there near the end, and I'm like, well, I know he's not going to go undrafted because Dap's in this league, so I got to take him now. So I took him just to spite you. That league's flexible enough to where, like, if he doesn't work out, it's not a big deal.
So enough Bryce love, but can we just talk about the guy that I thought for sure was going to bounce back this year? It does not look good so far. Who's on pace for 480 strikeouts, Jesse the Man Winker, right? Three strikeout game. Hey, I mean,
that's less than Oswaldo Cabrera.
That's true. Yes.
He's got something going for him.
And he wasn't the only three strikeout, you know, right? Contreras also struck out three times. But God, I was expecting him to come out the gate hot. I'm still hoping on the Winkster. But
it was also what, like 20 degrees in Chicago today? So like, I mean, that might be okay.
Oh, because old man bones? You think so?
It's just cold.
He's old.
You ever hit a baseball when it's that cold? Sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was in Wrigley Field on 1994, game six of the, softball intramural championships. Yeah, it was hard, but I still gutted it out because I'm a professional. But no, of course not. If it's cold outside, I'm staying inside. I'm not hitting
balls. You're like, I'm good. Hey, guys, I'm not feeling good today. I can't.
I was like, the PlayStation's warm, man. I'm see you guys later. I'm like, yeah, please. I am going to ask you one question because, you know, it was for a while. It was kind of, you know, the Cubs bullpen was kind of known commodities. But what I love and what I'm seeing here is it's almost like a page out of the Giants playbook, right? Grab a bunch of veterans, except for the Swanson pick, because obviously that's a little high price for, you know, maybe the Giants, although they were after Judge. And Correa, let's forget that. But, you know, grab a bunch of these veterans that don't make any kind of sense by themselves, but when you put them together, somehow they gel. I'm really going to be fascinated with the Cubs this year. It just kind of makes sense, like if you like look at it from far enough away. I'm wondering if it's gonna just work like the Giants always do.
Yeah, it really does feel like a Giants put together team, or right? like the O's back in the day with Showalter, yes. When like they just like made shit work, and you were like, yeah. Why are we good? Like, this team looked awful. We were always like projected to be dead last in the standings. Right. And it's like, oh, we just won the AL East. Cool.
And it's like, they're almost too dumb to not believe in themselves. They're like, oh, we're supposed to suck? We didn't know that. Like, it's not one of those things that, like, we're like, you know, it's not like Ted, right? Ted Lasso, where they're like, hey, we believe in ourselves. They're like, oh, we're supposed to believe in ourselves? Oh, we're just playing. I mean, like,
Brad Boxberger was a guy, like, especially in holds leagues. I used to have, I've had him in so many years that I've played in saves and holds leagues.
1998 was his rookie year. I mean, God, he's been around for forever.
I like how you keep going back to the 90s.
Thank you. I'm
showing our age here. All right,
that was last year, right?
Yeah. Let's move on to the next game here, and okay. It's going to be the Tigers and the Rays. And Rays won this one 4-0. I wrote about E-Rod in the pitching planner this week and said he was a start. And he does get And it was mainly just because of this one. And so it wasn't fantastic, but it also wasn't bad, right? 5Ks, right. Went 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, allowed an absolute moonshot to Wander Franco. Like, I saw it was like it got hit. Man, it was like, it was a rocket. And I went, holy hell, that's gone. Like, no chance that was staying in the park. I actually want to pull up the Baseball Savant page on that one and see how fast that ball was. Or wait, was that? Oh, that was Siri. Never mind.
It wasn't Franco.
No, you can correct me. I'm wrong all the time.
No. I was gonna wait for you to. I was gonna wait for you to put your foot in your mouth more, and then I was gonna tell you it's Siri. But go ahead.
Siri, 110 miles per hour off the bat. As soon as he hit it, I went, holy hell. Okay. so yeah, it was again. It wasn't a terrible game. Wasn't great, but it's also a good bounce back game for him. Like, he had all the struggles last year and even kind of the year before, really. So hopefully he can, you know, he was just dealing in the spring. So that's kind of why I was on him. Now, if you're in one of those leagues, and I said this in the article too, if you're in one of those leagues where somehow your pitching is locked like all this week and through next week, you were not starting Erod, because his next start, I believe, is Houston.
Yep.
And that's a no. I know tonight they showed their warts, Houston did, but that's not going to happen as often as it did tonight. So that being said, woof, this Tigers offense is going to be something else, man. Dave, we're going to hear lots of complaining from Dave Eddy, I'm sure.
Okay, right? But because we're here to help people – let's point out some of the good stuff, right? Austin Meadows, I have a ton of shares of that guy. He's the opposite of Jesse, the Wink Winkler, because Austin Meadows, people forget, dude had COVID and then just absolutely got decimated by another illness and an injury. Last year was awful for the guy. He is going to come back this year strong, and he already did, you know, three hits. So he's on pace for about 480 hits this year, which would be a record, I think, barely, for 1 year.
Just barely.
I think one.
Maybe by a couple hundred.
Just by one. Of course, look, you have a Vierling, who has just been a masher. If you don't know who the guy is, you need to be picking him up, especially if in AL-only leagues. Vierling is going to surprise you. He's been amazing for all these years, and frankly, the guy's one of my faves. But the things that, you know, we're supposed to look for, right? Torkelson, right, had an amazing spring. You know, Riley Green, amazing spring. I didn't see it. And that was one of those where I was looking at the Savant page. Anytime they would hit the ball, I was like, what's the velocity? I'm going to be on every game about those guys. I want them to succeed, don't get me wrong. But I just, man, it's going to be one of those things. I'm like, come on, you know, type of thing. I want to see two games, just two games back to back.
Yeah. I don't have any shares of Torkelson. I do have one Green and a best ball. It was sort of one of those, like, you know, let me take a little upside here. It's not going to burn me. I mean, it could, because I can't drop him if he sucks. But I was just kind of like, you know, I mean, gotta work eventually, right? No, I don't know. It's funny, in the article I was like, the Rays offense doesn't really scare me. Like, they don't score a lot of runs,
right?
They also just don't strike out a ton, so that's also not great for pitching against. But they don't score a ton of runs. They averaged like 4.07 last season, and like, they didn't change anything, so it's going to be the same damn offense. But again, they scored 4 runs, so there you go. It just happened to, all you know, 3 of them came against the starter. The thing that, you know, they're going to win games because their pitching staff is just stupid. It's just stupid good. Like, and you know, it goes through the starters all the way through the bullpen. Like, they're just smart about it. They have been forever, it feels like, and that's how they're going to win all their games. So.
Can I just mention one thing? I mean, are you telling me that them adding Jose Siri, the masher, as their number 9 hitter, wasn't something that tipped the scales for you? I mean, I'm a little concerned here, Joe. I mean, the guy's on pace for 162 home runs.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is that you're a big iPhone fan, because no, that ain't working for me.
No. Hello, Siri. Did you hit a home run today?
There you go. All right. Over to the next game. We are on the Phillies. Another one AJ's going to miss. Sorry, bro. Maybe you shouldn't get hammered before the show. So Phillies lost
this game. Co-hosts, don't let co-hosts drink before their show.
I mean, not that I haven't before, but I've also not just been like, I'm out 10 minutes into it. Like, AJ, you take over. So can't even believe this happened. Anyway,
well,
so
thanks. Wow. Thank you.
I can believe it happened.
The Phillies lost this game 7-11 to the Rangers. And am I shocked they lost a game knowing that DeGrom started for the Rangers? No. But I am shocked because DeGrom, yeah, he's 7 strikeouts, but 5 earned runs in 3 2/3. That is not DeGrom-esque. And then this bullpen for the Phillies, who was getting a lot of love, you know, this offseason. Hey, you've got like 4 closer options, right? That can't be bad. Soto comes in and, never mind. That is bad. Also doesn't help that Nola allowed 5. So there you go. So it was like even par, you know, through 3 2/3. And then the bullpen blew it for the Phillies. So I don't know.
So in my team previews that you were alluding to earlier, one of the comments I made about the Phillies is it never seems to work out, at least not in recent memory, where a team grabs a bunch of closers and puts them in their bullpen.
I do remember you saying that now.
Because they need to have their roles, and you also need to make sure that a closer can actually pitch in the eighth inning, because we've seen that a lot too, where like a guy's demoted and then he sucks even worse, right? So it's one of those things where I am really, I was already out on the Phillies, bullpen. This definitely doesn't make me feel any better about the situation at all. But yeah. And the other thing, you know, with the Phillies, that is kind of the interesting part about where Hall is hitting, you know, he's hitting cleanup. I expected them to kind of maybe shield him a little bit, you know, but they needed to get, I guess, somebody between Real Muto and Castellanos. But I was expecting them to put Bohm in there.
Bohm, me too.
And when they put Hall in there, I was like, really?
Yeah.
So that was surprising to me. Out of all the parts of this lineup, that definitely kind of stood out.
Yeah, no, me too. I definitely agree with you on that one. I'm looking over here at the Rangers, and I'm seeing Seager, who is somebody that I was kind of starting to buy in on as the draft season went on, and I was doing a little more studying and realizing that Seager was one of those guys who was just getting demolished by the shift.
Yep.
And I think we're going to see an absolute monster season from him if he can stay healthy. I mean, 100%. That's always his thing. So he just needs to stay healthy. Adolis Garcia still somehow doing it, right? Like, the worst batting profile of like anybody who's actually right. performed this well. Went 2-for-4 today with 2 RBI. Like, I was in on him last year because you could get him super cheap still, and I was like, I mean, if 2021, you know, could even be like 80% of what we, and then we got better. 2022, I was like, well, sweet. But this year, people were like, well, all right, 2 years in a row, I'm going to be in. Like, now I'm like, no, now I'm out.
Right.
If he does this again, so, I'm going to be pissed.
So the amazing part about it, right? Like, I'm in a bunch of auction leagues, and I remember specifically Adolis Garcia. I needed a fourth outfielder, and I got him for like $10 or something in that league.
This year,
I was like, no, last year. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, now, right, at that point.
Yeah, like, fine. You know, it looks decent. And, you know, did amazing, right? This year, same league, he went for $75. And I was like, new. Right? No way.
I mean, he was fifth round in some leagues? Like, I'm out, guys.
I mean, the best part is, you can't be like, well, in OBP leagues, right? he's better or
no, he doesn't walk.
He's the exact same player. But yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
tell me he's not like today's Javi Baez.
You know what? Oh man, that's a good. Wow.
Javi Baez, most aggressive hitter we've seen in forever, but it just worked for so long. And now he's old and you're like, oh, now you finally suck. Okay.
Right. Like, and Javi Baez, he just steals some bases and look at, I mean, Adolis obviously is much faster.
Yeah, but he'll steal more, but maybe a little less power.
Right.
So it kind of flips the other way, but I mean, that's kind of.
Wow. Yeah, that works.
I don't know why I randomly just thought of that, but I'm gonna credit the Fresh Jays.
Yeah. Another thing, just talking again about where people are going to be at the end of the season, right? DeGrom's ERA, and I just calculated this in my head, as you can tell, is going to be approximately 12.27 at the end of the year if he continues on this path of getting 12.27 ERA after each game. If all the games are the exact same ERA,
but he's going to have like a crap ton of strikeouts because his he's gonna have like a 12 per K per nine rate because he's only gonna go five three innings and
carry
whatever
one.
It is. Yeah, sure.
I'm take the square root. Yeah, sure. It sounds about right. Yeah.
So yeah, time to sell DeGrom. I mean, you probably should honestly. You probably should have drafted him. Dude's gonna get hurt in like 3 weeks. But anyway.
But he's
so
the,
intriguing.
I know he's the romantic comedy, right? He's like the thing that you shouldn't do, but you're gonna have to do because he could win the league for you in that short period of time, but also break your heart, but also be really good, beautiful about it. He's the Notebook, right? The movie I've never seen, but I know by heart somehow. Oh God, DeGrom, please don't hurt me. I drafted you in three leagues when I shouldn't have. Oops. God, yeah, stop.
I did not take him anywhere. I went nope. I'm going to take this guy over here who hasn't been hurt for 3 years. All right. Next game, Twins and Royals. Twins win the barn burner 2-0. And just because I know we want to have a lot of fun with this, we're going to start off with our boy, Pablo Lopez, who's been a big debate over on our, I guess we can call it Dynasty Keeper-ish league. I don't know what the hell you call it. We've got our Minnesota friend over there,
right?
Trying to steal Lopez off of us, uh-huh. And he's a salesman, tries to talk us down. Oh, I don't know if he's gonna. That's where Minnesota, man. That's where pitchers go to die.
Look,
sure, man. 5 1/3, no runs, 8 Ks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest, right? We're talking about the guy who's gonna win the Cy Young this year. Without a doubt. I mean, I would probably, if I was going to trade for him, I would probably give, and I'm just picking some random players.
J-Rod, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably trade J-Rod for him, and I'd probably still expect to have to send somebody else for
J-Rod
him as well.
And a pick? That's fine.
Probably in a pick, yeah. And that's, yeah, and
that,
again.
That seems about right. Jay,
yeah, that seems about right.
You know we're messing with you, but yeah.
No, we're not.
You're definitely not getting him off of us now for cheap, so. Good luck. Remember all that. Hey, he's not as good as we thought he was. He is. He's better. Sorry. All right. Yes. So anyway, probably the thing that I took from this was looking at the bullpen usage here. I think the lineups were kind of what we expected. Duran got the 9th for Minnesota, which I think we all pretty much expected anyway, although there was always that kind of like, oh, well, maybe it'll be Lopez and maybe they'll use Duran kind of in like the more high leverage area. But Lopez got the 7th. And yep. It was whoever Jax is, Griffin Jax got the 8th. So that's interesting. I don't know if it was matchup based or what, but yeah. They definitely brought in Lopez to finish off the 7th inning. What are your thoughts there?
Well, okay. First off, it shows me that, maybe they're going to let Lopez deal. So if you're in a, quality start league, that has to kind of bode well for you right there. Because I honestly thought they're going to, do one of those things where they yank him out no matter what. The starter comes out no matter what.
Pablo. Yeah.
And
he only went 5 1/3, but it was only 85 pitches too. So like he can definitely go the full six if they let him. I don't know if like he allowed a bunch of like, I wasn't looking at like the game log and like the per at bat. So like maybe he like a couple of his walks were in the fifth and maybe that's why they pulled him. I don't know. I didn't actually look that up.
I believe from his MySpace account that I'm looking at right now, he said he wasn't feeling the best at that moment. Emoji upside down winky face. So I don't know what that means exactly, but yes, it looks like that was a problem. It's hard to say. Look, I will say this though. And again, going back to our wonderful Discord, right? We helped that one player that came to us to get Duran, and he was like, oh, and he got Duran and a couple other pieces as well.
Yeah.
Duran's a stud.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
Yeah, but another couple pieces there too, right? I mean, look at it, right? Jax is amazing. You know, Beetlebar, I'm trying to get that right, because they all throw strikes. I mean, look at it, right? Lopez, 5 for 5, right? 5 pitches, all 5 strikes. Beetlebar was 11 pitches, 8 of them were strikes. I mean, it just they're just going to fill up that zone and just nail you constantly. But yeah, I'm a little worried if I'm in a quality start league, or that they're gonna just start yanking people out. Again, I'm not gonna say that I didn't see that the inning where he got pulled out, but definitely I'm a little concerned there about if they're gonna let their pitchers go deep in the innings.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. He actually struck out Sal Perez, and then they just pulled him.
Yeah, so they must have had a preset pitch count. Yeah, or something. I mean,
it's early, and some, I'll tell you, like, sometimes that happens early in the season. So maybe, you know, you hope that he can start going a little longer here. But I mean, yeah, it's early. It's hard to see. You don't usually see a lot of like the studs go, or a lot of pitchers outside of like the absolute studs go deep.
You mean like a Cole?
Yes. Yeah. You know, and the other guy who got, you know, 12 Ks. So.
Or like a Pablo Lopez.
He should have. But again, this is why I said move to quality appearances, because Pablo Lopez was one of the guys that he's really good. And he did this crap in Miami. He would go like 5 1/3 and for like literally no reason get pulled. And you're like, what the hell? So I never got quality starts out of him. And didn't make any sense, but like this is what baseball is turning into. It's this, you know, game management type of thing, and so that's what this was. Again, another reason to move to Fantrax and be able to use quality appearances, because they are the only site that I'm at least aware of that does this. So,
well, not only that, there's also QA2 and QA3, and there's all these kind of extra nuances to it, which I love. Versus this kind of quality start metric that, you know, just shouldn't exist anymore.
I mean, QA3 is kind of the one that I switched to just because it was the easiest. It really is the easiest transition from quality starts. It's very similar.
Right.
It's like the same ERA, just less innings. Even though I think that ERA is pretty garbage if you really think about it. But
sure.
Before and a half, let's be real, that's really not a quality start, guys. It probably should be higher, but I mean, if we do that, I did a lot of the comparisons. I actually like made a league, put all the quality appearances ones across the board. And like, if we're really trying to make it better, like have more pitchers get that stat, then you needed to use something like Quality 3 or, I forget what the other one was, where it actually like, there was one that it was like crazy. It was like people were getting like 75 and you were like, well, no, but you know, if I can have like the middle of the road pitchers go from 15 to 18 or 19, then that really starts making a difference in the league. And it probably is more realistic and it kind of makes it more fun. Cause at some point quality starts just became like only the studs were getting consistent quality starts. And that just kind of sucked. So, all right, let's move on.
Wait, hold on.
No, before we move on. Okay.
Before we move on, two quick things. Pasquantino, I'm going to get his name right before the end of the season. I swear. You know, got his walk in, but I mean, I was just hoping the guy would just put some freaking oh, just knock one out of the park. That guy is just everything. I'm such a believer.
I was so nervous with him this year. I kept looking at him like, did he? I know like he's supposed to be good, but like, what did he do last year that like everybody believes he's like the next big thing? And that's what was kind of like, okay. I mean, he hit 10 bombs. Like, you project his stats out from last season. And I know, like, you're not supposed to do that. But, like, say you did it. And in our first base preview, we talked about this. Like, if you did project his stats out over the course of a full season, they really weren't that good. They were like Eric Hosmer-ish. Like,
you mean like $180 million guy then? For the posh.
We all know he should have never been paid that.
Absolutely. So much.
It wasn't even like, okay, so maybe give him a few more home runs, so like maybe the RBI go a little higher up. So, you know, maybe double it and then add 10%. It still wasn't good. You're still like, this is kind of average first base. The thing carrying him is like his average, right? And so at that point, you're like, okay.
So he reminds me, his build, a lot about him, reminds me of Matt Stairs from back in the day, right?
Man.
Yeah. So that's a pull. That's a pull, right? Pull. Yeah. So, you know, guy that was Google always that one, supposed folks. To, right, was always supposed to be take the next step. Guy that, you know, when he hit the ball, like went far. You know, Oakland, part of the Oakland A's bashers, you know, just was this guy never kind of hit that next level. He was always kind of, you know, higher middle tier-ish. And I feel that's where, you know, Pasquantino's going to be if I don't see something else here. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, his average is great, and he's going to hit some home runs. But is he going to be just middle first base, or is he going to get to that, you know, upper third? And like you said, right now we haven't seen it, but, you know, the minors here is killing it.
Yeah.
But how many people have we seen that become quad A players, right?
Yeah, one of the other problems with him is, I mean, let's be real, the Royals' offense is not good after the first four.
What, sir?
What?
All right. Without looking, do you know who hit behind him?
I'm looking. So sorry.
It's okay. It's Franimal, your boy.
Franimal Reyes. Yeah.
Yes.
Who did not keep in our dynasty league because. He's that good.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe he K'd three times. I mean, with his amazing, he's not good at all. And if that's the guy you have trying to protect you, protect Vinny, who's protecting Sal, who's protecting Melendez, who's protecting Witt. I mean, it's bad. Yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen there. Yeah. I'm really worried about my couple shares of Vinny.
Apparently. We have a believer in, I'm guessing you're talking about the Royals, 4-7, L7W. They have a good offense, bro.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Look, you know what? You're probably right. I have been called an idiot by many people just today, including the McDonald's drive-thru person when I said that I wanted to biggie size it. And he's like, no, it's a super-sized dum-dum. And I was like, oh.
He's saying they could use a well-rounded outfielder. Sure. And a DH and a second baseman.
Hold on a second. They could use a well-rounded outfielder. But I bet you he couldn't name which team can't use one. Oh, wait. All of them can. Stop. But that's a good point, though. They can use one.
They can use a lot of things. Sorry. All right. We ready to move on to... The Mets and Marlins.
We better before we get yelled at again.
Yeah, I think we are getting yelled at. You're not an idiot. They're about 15th or so. Massey is solid at second.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's solid.
Yeah, and not, you know, great, my cousin's
sucks, so I guess we'll take solid, right?
Right. Yeah, and my cousin's baby's cute if you close your eyes.
So the Mets 5-3 over the Marlins. Max Scherzer was not super good today, but, you know, you'll take it. 6 Ks, got the quality start, like, on the nose. So there's that. Sandy Alcantara was, I mean, the thing with Alcantara, we said it all offseason, a lot of people did, and I'll tell you guys, the draft cheat sheet did not love him. He needed to be super efficient like he was last year and even the year before, and if he isn't, then he's going to get beat up. And, you know, today, 4 walks, only 2 Ks, because he's not a high strikeout guy. He racked up a lot of Ks because he had so many, like, 7 and 8 inning outings last year. It was insane right. how deep he went into so many games. Today, only 5 2/3, 3 runs, and the 4 walks, you know, killed his pitch count, obviously. So, just something to keep an eye on. David Robinson did get the first save for the Mets. Probably no shocker there. Rally was the eighth inning guy, by the way. I know a lot of people were thinking Ottavino would be kind of in the mix. So maybe if Robinson has a hiccup, wait. It's Rally, whatever
no,
it is.
No. Sorry, sir. If you would have listened to the NL team previews, I absolutely nailed that one. I'm sorry. That trade with the Tampa Bay Rays, look, Rally was my guy last year in my AL-only league where it's a holds plus saves league, and Rally was killing it. So when I saw the Mets get him, and then when, you know, obviously the Diaz situation occurred, I knew Rally was going to be the setup guy, or is going to definitely be, you know, 7-ish, you know, 7 or 8. If you're in a holds league, Rally's the guy. If anything,
absolutely.
If anything happens to Robertson, Rally's the next person. I know Ottavino's, you know, there, but they don't trade for Rally and not expect that to pay dividends. I think he's going to absolutely kill it in this role.
So anything else with the lineup here? I think one of the things that kind of stuck out to me was Segura batting second for the Marlins, and then Chisholm was locked into that cleanup role. Neither one did a damn thing, but still, I think just the fact that that's their opening day lineup kind of speaks volume to what we can expect from them. Because in I think in years past, Chisholm was like second, right?
Yep.
And Segura was down at like 6.
Sure. I mean, look. Well, I mean, the great thing is they got to move him out of that spot and move in a true leadoff hitter, right? Arez, who I'm probably butchering his name too. I apologize. From the Twins, right?
So I don't know. Yep.
You know, they bring in a guy who's probably going to hit, you know, his average is going to be like, I think his normal average is about what, 800 is what he finished last season with.
Right. 800 with, like, with you know,
one, like, home run.
Four home runs.
Yeah.
I'll give him 4. Damn, you're mean.
Yeah. I mean, he's already, you know, he's already almost to his RBI, you know, season, you know,
of what,
record 35? Of all time, right? With, you know, like 5 RBIs. But, so mean. You know, I think moving him down, letting him see more pitches, you know, I think is a great thing. The one that stood out here, right, is Avisel Garcia. I thought he had been kind of forecasted to be that 4 or 5 hitter. You know, don't get me wrong. I think he's great. Avisel Garcia makes a great kind of spot in your batting order when he's not in your batting order. So just seeing him kind of being moved down, I think is, you know, interesting there as well. But, you know, having Cooper there in third, I don't know how long that's going to kind of hang out there. I don't believe in his bat, but yeah,
bombs, Chisholm. So he's going to stay there now.
Right. Yeah.
At least for the short term.
No. Remember, season. Forever. Yeah. Forever. Yeah. He's on there for at least the next 30 years. But yeah, I definitely think that this is an interesting one. Wendell's the one that I mean, I guess I could see it as a 9 to kind of turn it over. But, you know, I was expecting him to be a little bit higher up there or, you know, but yeah, it's just that
he's
part there.
Solid. I am kind of shocked at that. He's like, he's a good, like, let's keep the lineup going guy.
Exactly.
Like, he's just going to get all base usually. Right. What's funny is they actually subbed out Birdie, the stolen base king last year for him. And, but again, Birdie was the sub. So,
yeah.
I know, and people were like, oh, why did you draft Birdie? Remember we almost got a trade offer with Birdie, and they were like, how come you don't want Birdie? And I'm like, because Birdie doesn't have a lineup spot. Because I'm not an idiot.
Right. Great. One at bat a game where he's going to, you know, strike out. You know,
he needs injuries to get on the field. Like, it's just not going to work, guys.
Right. So on the Mets side, right? I mean, look, I think it's pretty chalk in the sense of life, right? I mean, there's nothing really, nothing exciting there at all.
Being the fourth outfielder, which we expected, but, you know, he actually got a DH, a couple DH at bats here. Did something happen to Vogelbach that he...
He probably pulled his Vogelbach, from what I understand. But yeah, I don't know. I'm checking his MySpace account now. I haven't seen anything yet, but I will look into it.
MySpace account. You date yourself so easily on this show. All right, let's move over here to the Pirates. There's nothing else to talk about with the Mets. It is what it is with them. Pirates and Reds, 5-4. Pirates take this one. Max Keller doing Max Keller things. He's not good, guys. Please just stop trying with him. He's going to crush your ratios, in my opinion. Hunter Green was the one that was kind of like, really? Really? Like,
right.
Come on, dude. This is the Pirates. You can't do better than that against the Pirates. 3 1/3, 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 earned runs. I mean, you're loving the 8Ks, but poof, that was not what we wanted. Jason chiming in here. What up, boys? Cubs win at Ohtani dealing. Happy opening day. Yeah, I haven't actually had a chance to look at this Angels game, so I will check into that one soon.
We'll do that next, just for you.
I was trying
to pretend like I had power. All right, fine.
Nope.
Be a jerk.
I guess the one thing I'm looking at here is India batting leadoff for the Reds. That's cool to see. I actually had, you know, I had him as like one of my big bounce back guys this year. I was really hoping for good things with him. You know, he's just battling injuries. He just needed to get healthy. I think this guy is super talented. 2-4, got a walk. So you like that. And then O'Neill Cruz for the Pirates had himself a day, man. 2-2, 2 walks. What? Yeah. That's like never happening again.
Sir,
and no, don't you dare strikeouts at the same time?
Don't you dare talk that blasphemy into this world. Do not bring that out. Because I expect great things.
O'Neill Cruz.
Do not. I want Cruz to happen so bad this year. Oh. I picked him up everywhere, and you will not destroy my happiness.
I've got a couple shares. They're scary. Let's be real. They are scary, man. It's a risky pick. I mean, he's going to have like these – I feel like you just know it's going to happen with him. Like he's going to have these massive stretches where he's like 0-30 and it's like, what the hell is happening here? But then he's going to go these stretches where he's like 12-30 with 4 home runs and like 15 RBI and you're like, okay. And at the same time, he can steal a ton of bases. So didn't steal any today.
That was 12 home runs in 5 games, right? Because that's more what I'm expecting.
Sure.
Okay,
let's go there. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I think seeing that start from Cruz is pretty awesome. And I mean, this guy is, I mean, he's one of the most athletic players on the field. So
right.
Nobody's denying that. It's just the contact rate is not quite there with him. But maybe he's turning the corner. You like the small sample size?
Sure.
Anything you see here from either lineup that kind of is like, oh, well, actually, I missed the big one, so I'm sure you're about to say it.
But go ahead. What was I about
no,
to say?
No, no, no. I'll let you go first.
I guarantee you I was not going to say what you're about to say. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Joey Votto did not start for the Reds at first base for the first time in 15 years.
Hold on. I need a moment.
They actually started whoever Vossler is. Vossler.
You remember Jason Vossler? He's that Marvel villain from the third movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Look.
Is that what you were going to say?
I absolutely was not. I was going to talk about the 105 mile an hour pitch that Hunter Green threw. Did you see
Holy
that?
Holy smokes. I did not see that.
Yeah. 105 mile an hour pitch. Threw it to McCutcheon. And it was just below the strike zone, but like it's
Did
one of those
blow off in like dust because he's like,
I you know when you tell me the 105 mile an hour pitch, I'm expecting the catcher to do the whole thing like you know Bull Durham where he like puts the hand and shakes it or like he's blown back and hits the umpire, and the fact that none of that happened pisses me off so much.
I'll be honest, like I'm looking at the StatCast data right now, and I'm seeing 102 is the highest one. But dude, he's got 101, 101, 101, 102, 102. Like, and that's only the top five. So you know he had more. Like, holy cow.
Look, I'm just going off what you know, Cincinnati the Reds
broadcast said.
Is yeah, StatCast officially tabbed it at 105.2?
Okay,
and it's the fastest pitch thrown since Aroldis Chapman.
That's silly fast, dude.
But
that would break my wrist if I tried to catch it.
I would just let it go hit the umpire. But yeah, nope. I'm not.
Olay.
I'm
not catching.
Umpire down.
It's like I'm blowing that's it by right. me. all right. So on this, right, the interesting things to me right away, right? Spencer Steer, in a lot of leagues, he was, you know, picked pretty high, especially in dynasty leagues where people were holding on to the guy. Didn't look like he was not matched, especially with the two walks. You know, that was something I was really going to be interested in. And of course, he hit a bomb. But for me, especially with these, you know, these prospects, I'm always interested more in the walks initially. But of course, if you hit a home run, then I just count everything else and I just stop paying attention. You know, everything else on there, right? You know, Vossler, especially. I especially loved him in the Endgame with Marvel. You know, it was kind of whatever. But again, another big one that everybody was kind of on was Benson. Seeing him K four times does not look good. I wasn't exactly, you know, I wasn't on the Benson wagon to begin with, and he looked not good at all, especially against not the best pitcher in the world, you know, Keller. So half of his, you know, a lot of Ks came from, you know, the bat of Benson. So I'd be super scared if I have those shares. On the other hand, on the Pirates side, right? Again, I was McCutchen in third. You know, the first two, right? Cruz, Reynolds, expected, right? Nothing kind of changed there. The McCutchen Santana thing, it's a black hole right there in the middle, right? McCutchen Santana and Smith. I'm not going to butcher his last name. How's that happened to then we get the Hayes and we think that's okay? Like, again, if I'm the Pirates, why is Hayes so far down? Are we giving up on him? You know, he's supposed to be this high average, you know, third baseman that they're supposed to have. I just don't see why they're not giving him more at bats. But again,
I didn't get that one either. I mean, he had a good spring too. So it's like,
right?
How could he have not moved up at least one spot? Probably two. I don't know. Teams do weird things sometimes.
And then, you know, Bednar does what Bednar does, right? One or two strikeouts and gets a save. So again, he's Bautista without the issues to your intestinal tract while you're watching the game.
All right. Finish off these, the early set of games here, and then we'll kind of rip through the last ones because most of them are actually still playing. So we only limited data to kind of analyze.
Oh, we're not going to watch it together. I thought,
We're gonna sit here. It's everybody watches just watch the TV. And mine's over here.
Right.
You're gonna watch this my profile. Is this my good side? No, just kidding.
Yes.
It
is. This is riveting. This is riveting. Thank God they put this on.
I know, right? Blue Jays and
Cubs. Oh, I love this commercial.
Was wild. I mean, Alex Manoah was garbage. Miles Mikolas was equally garbage. And so, like, there you go. Starting off real strong here, five runs allowed by each. The offenses were just mashing in this game. I mean, Springer, Bichette, Guerrero, Varsho, Kirk, like, everybody even Whit Merrifield got in on the action. The Cardinals side, the one guy that really stood out to me who I kind of wanted to pay attention to early season, Brendan Donovan. He had a phenomenal spring, and I took him in a best ball league late because he's got literally every position outside of catcher and I think is it shortstop. So he's like in a best ball league that is just fantastic,
right?
And then of course I did a best ball league with on Tuesday and was chatting with Dave during it. Dave was Dave joined the league with me. And I kind of mentioned how I took Donovan. And so that mother effer took him like three rounds earlier than he probably ever should have gone, if not more. Oh. He's just like, oh, yeah. I felt like, I was like, oh, man, you just dap scouted me.
All right. So he braced you.
He braced, yeah. He just like yeah. I did to you. So I was like, oh, I know how that feels. So watching Donovan go 3 for 6 with a home run, 2 RBI, 3 runs today kind of sucked. But
I'm sorry. I feel terrible for you. No, not at all. No, not at all. So,
anyway, any thoughts on lineup decisions?
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, wait, can I just first off jump to one thing, right? Helsley must have been probably the top 3, top 4 closer coming off in most drafts that I was in. And, I mean, for him to give up 2 earned runs today and a walk and 0 Ks, for some of the people that put in the draft capital that they did for Helsley, that did not bode well. I mean,
see him go that high in a lot of my leagues. He was going like really a little bit later for me for some reason. I didn't understand why. And I was like, I almost had way more shares of him because he was going farther than I thought he should. And then he would get like snagged like right before me. And I'd be like, all right, fine, whatever. But no, it is
lucky.
I guess I might have completely lucked out on that. I'm trying to think if I got him. Did I get him in? No, I did not. I thought I might have gotten him in I call it the OG Fantasy Six Pack League, the one that's been around for like almost 10 years now. That's
before the internet. Got it.
The one that you joined took over a team last year.
Oh, the MySpace League. Got it.
MySpace.
Yeah, so
change your name here to MySpace.
So, if you would have told me that Manoa and Mikolas would have both gone 3.3 1/3 innings, and Mikolas had double the number of strikeouts, I would have called you a liar to your face, and still had more, gave up more hits, same number of earned runs, but double the strikeouts. Are you kidding me? Like, that's not who this is not the script that was supposed to happen, right? Mikolas is supposed to be like the crafty veteran pitcher that's going to get you like 6 innings, maybe give, a quality start somewhere, And that's why I drafted him, right? I drafted him as like my number 5 starting pitcher or whatever.
Yeah, he's boring, but he was like a ratio guy. Like,
right, exactly. And he got, demolished. He didn't walk anybody, but he got destroyed, right? But the other guy, I believe a lot of people probably picked him as their, top 2 pitchers in their staff.
Or if you like waited for that if you waited a little bit on pitching, he might be your ace.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
I've seen a lot of people do that too.
Yeah, and that did not look good. I mean, look, the Cardinals aren't a slouch. They never are.
Yeah, they're good.
Right. So. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, so going through their lineup, right? I mean, some of the things that stood out right away, right? So, 2 big things, right? Gorman, and I have to give, a huge shout out to Mr. Mike, who was on your show not too long ago, who, pointed out how much Gorman kind of changed over the spring. He's not the Gorman from last year or the year before, right? He is absolutely a different hitter. And, yes, he had 2 strikeouts, but I just want to highlight him for the other players who didn't, haven't read up on him and haven't seen kind of the new literature on him. Gorman is a totally different hitter than he's been. And if that sticks, you're going to see a guy that might hit the potential that he was supposed to have as a prospect. He used to be a top 100 prospect and just looked lost the last 2 seasons. This year, he looks completely different. So, other than that, boo Cardinals for putting Walker all the way there at the bottom. But
Edmund at the very bottom, who was like their leadoff guy all last year. Like,
right. And what? Look,
I hated Edmund this year. I have 1 share of him in a basketball league, and it was kind of like,
right.
And I was literally like, there was like 3 seconds left, and I was like, oh crap, I need a second baseman, click. And I'm like, oh crap.
I got Edmund. The great thing is, your OBP, your average, and your slugging percentage are the exact same. So that tells you.
OBP 400, average 400, great. OBP 400, okay. Slugging 400. Oh, man. Not good.
Yeah.
In a points league, he'll be fine. He's safe. He'll get on base a lot. So it's just kind of like par for the road. Like I took a couple stabs at second base or shortstop, whichever one it was that he's actually filling in much later. That had a ton of upside. So,
yeah. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, again, the fact that, you know, you look on the other side of the, you know, the ball here, right? Springer just destroyed it. Five hits. I mean, that just, you know, again, stay healthy. Stay healthy, right?
Bichette,
stay
healthy. Thing.
Right. Bichette. And then, of course, way at the bottom, right? Chapman. Merrifield, this is an absolute mirage. There's no way he's going to, he should be starting or, you know, other than maybe platooning. He's looked so awful the last 2 years. But Varsho is doing what he's supposed to do, right? He's supposed to get in RBIs and helping to not have kind of that hole in the order. I think Kirk is perfect in the fifth, in the five hole, five or six, with that high average. You know, I think you just absolutely, you know, win having him there. And Biggio should be coming off the bench and should not be touching that lineup at all. At least
shouldn't be there. Let's get real with that one.
Yeah.
All right, so we've gone through the early games, and I know we actually did get one game to finish right before we jumped on, and it was the Astros and White Sox, and this one got interesting late. It was 1-1. Dylan Cease dealing today, man. 10 Ks, allowed only one earned run in 6 1/3. Bullpen got them all the way to the ninth. And they pulled it out 3-2. Lopez just throw an absolute gas, dude. Like 101 miles per hour, like every pitch it felt like. Did allow a home run to Yordan Alvarez, who absolutely smoked the ball. Mike was watching the Mike LaPlante, the producer, was watching the game pre-show, and all of a sudden he was like, "Whoa, Alvarez got a hold of one!" And holy crap, 442 miles an hour, 111 miles per hour off the, or 442 feet, 111 miles per hour off the bat, or whatever it was. And I was like, "Jesus, you're lying!" And I looked at Statcast, and I was like, "No, you are not. that is, but that ball got destroyed.
It left the park fast."
Yes, Framber Valdez pitched well, yet they only let him go 85. I don't know why they did that.
Well, I mean, you know, that's exactly how many pitches Cease threw. That's exactly how many pitches, I think, in the last thing that we're talking about, right? Where, you know, I think it was about 80 pitches. So maybe it's, you know, 80, 85 is the, it's kind of the consensus league, like, pitching limit.
Hey, guys, let's just, you know, kind of all agree that we're only going to let our aces go 85 pitches.
Which, right.
Whatever. The Astros are going to be, you know, an interesting team to watch early on without, obviously, Altuve. I wasn't expecting Alvarez to start because he really didn't play in the spring. But then, like, last second, it was like, boom, hey, I'm healthy. Thanks for the updates, Houston, because I passed on him in every league because he didn't play. I think the one thing I was sort of interested about with the Astros was who was going to get that start at second base, right? And so, Helsley was always talked about. Dubon ended up getting the start, although it over three, so maybe it'll be short-lived. Maybe, you know, this might just be like a true rotation, and so neither one of them are going to be valuable in fantasy baseball. I don't know. You know, if you care about either one of them, except for maybe in like a dynasty league where obviously Helsley you think could have some more value.
Yeah, I'm not touching either one. Sorry. But yes, that sounds that's very interesting. Thank you for bringing that up, Joe. Yeah, I'm not touching.
Your guy, Diaz here, Yainer Diaz, got the start at DH. Kind of a surprise start, in my opinion. I don't think a lot of people expected that.
Is it, though? Because he's my guy? I mean, if he's my guy, he's going to start, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
on the White Sox side, I think the lineup is what we all expect. I will say Grandal got a bomb today.
Okay, but come on. The lineup is not what we expected because there's somebody very there at the bottom that got pinch hit. I expected to start.
Colas, yeah.
I expect him to start.
That. Yeah, why was...
Because Benintendi is still alive. I don't know.
Why was... I don't know. I mean, What? Don't make us Gonzalez. Yeah, I don't know. Cares?
Because because we wanted Gonzalez because everybody had Gonzalez in their fantasy lineups. No, I expected Colas to start, and I was kind of bummed that he didn't. Yeah. I will say the one person, and when I watched this game, the one person I was kind of excited about, and I'm kind of scared that I'm excited because he's going to hurt me again, is Andrew Vaughn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We were talking about him pre-show, too.
Because before he, I mean, came back. Yeah, when he hit that ball that drove in the two RBIs, when he hit that double, I mean, his eye was great. He laid off some pitches, and then he just laced the ball that he was supposed to hit. He looked great. And then the other person, please, please don't get hurt, Luis Robert, right? Another guy who I'm just, oh, my God, he otherworldly talent. If he could just play 120-plus games, that'd be amazing. But those two looked deadly. I mean, Tim Anderson looks like Tim Anderson. I don't know who.
Because he was against a lefty. Oh, he's talking about the Colas thing. So we're calling for a platoon here. Yeah, that's very possible. I'm talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I guess my heart of hearts, because I just want to see that guy play.
Yeah,
I just let him hit. But the thing, of course, that should just be red lights, you know, flashing, right, is these two bullpens, especially the Astros, but both these bullpens were supposed to be locked down, you know, can't mess with us. And, you know, to see Montero get hit, Presley get hit, and Lopez get hit, I mean, that's pretty bad. The one guy that was amazing, though, and if you watch the game, wow, Bummer was on point. I know he only pitched 0.2 innings. And if you could somehow watch just the game, you know, watch that part, Bummer's delivery just had the Astros just on their back foot. I mean, he was pretty incredible. And if there is any type, I know Graveman was kind of the guy, and I heard people like clapping on themselves like, yeah, Graveman, you know, is going to be the guy giving me saves. Bummer looked good. Yeah. Really good today.
How much fab is getting burned on Lopez this Sunday? Because Graveman was always the guy that everybody went on because of Hendricks. Yeah. But now Lopez is going to get, you know, $400 thrown at him. So good luck with that. Yeah. All right. Let's rip through these last couple games here. And they're still going. So real quick on the Rockies and Padres, it's 4-2 in the top of the sixth. I'm looking at the lines here. Marquez is doing, you know, decent stuff. He's not a core, so we kind of expect that. Snell.
God, Marquez.
I know, right? Snell is, I feel like Snell's just not really that good anymore. Does anybody else want to say that out loud besides me? Like,
has he been good for a while, though? I mean, like,
last year, whip was 1.2, so not great.
Right.
He strikes out really a ton of guys.
Yeah.
He strikes out a ton of guys, but like, man, but that's what he's doing again today. His 9 strikeouts in 4 1/3, but allowed 3 earned runs.
Right.
Like, I couldn't pull the trigger on Snell at all this year. And man, Godspeed to you if you did. You're going to get some amazing games out of him, but it's going to be hard to know which ones it is. And you would think against a Rockies lineup, which isn't really great, especially at home. Like,
sir, are you bashing the Blackman Crone connection? I mean, are you, sir?
And you're not going to add Chris Bryant to that?
Well, Chris Bryant actually might still have. I mean, the fact that Crone hit 4 RBIs. I know. He has 4 RBIs and he has a home run today. I get it. And, you know, I was just merely saying, you know, like, Chris Bryant to me, I feel was going pretty high up there. Blackman, I think this is his last year. Crone.
I liked Crone way more than I did Bryant. Not like would I have taken Crone over Bryant, but I would have taken Crone in drafts way more than Bryant.
And if you're a subscriber to Fantasy Six Pack, you too would have taken them more because you would have been able to get this type of deep insight with your subscription.
I love the built-in commercial breaks that we have for this with
you're welcome.
Here. I will say real Tito's. Quick, and again, there's really, I mean, who knows? He could go off on a tear here in the last couple of innings, but Juan Soto starting 0-2 with a strikeout. Not what you wanted.
Oh yeah, so, no. If you extrapolate that out, that means zero hits for 162 games.
Of course, yeah. So next game here,
Diamondbacks in my head.
I did flip this on you just because it did actually start before the other one for some weird reason. Dodgers and Diamondbacks. So we've got a 3-2 lead for the Dodgers in the bottom of the fifth. Okay. We had Julio Urias, four strikeouts in five innings. So far still out there. Zach Gallen, three earned runs, six Ks, three walks. That's not good. In 4 1/3. Dodgers still a good offense overall, even though I think they're a little less – they're a little weaker than they were last year, obviously. I think everybody knows that. I think the Dodgers would admit that. But Will Smith, 3-for-3, three RBI. That's awesome to see. And he's no stolen bases yet. Max Muncy, 0-for-2. J.D. Martinez, 0-for-2. So, yikes. You wanted to see some good games out of them to start. You know, it's still early, but just obviously something interesting to see here. Not seeing a ton of crazy stuff from the lineup there with the Dodgers. On the Diamondback side, though, Corbin Carroll batting seventh?
Well, not only that, look who's batting first, right? Previous AL Rookie of the Year, Kyle Lewis. I mean, that's got to, first off, it's a feel-good story, right? You want him to feel good. I mean, he destroyed his knee.
Why not Corbin Carroll?
But that's what I'm saying, right? Kyle Lewis is starting instead of Corbin Carroll. And why did you put him all the way on the seventh hole?
Why the hell is Jake McCarthy ninth?
Yeah, this is a
what are the Diamondbacks doing? They're trying to lose.
Like, yeah, you have Evan Longoria. I mean, let's remember, right? Evan Longoria, who is 45-year veteran of the MLB.
He also had a MySpace account. And if you don't know, Dap knows because I put down under his profile here,
thank you,
MySpace founder, if you didn't know.
Thank you. I am. I
didn't know if you noticed that. I'm
not looking at the screen because I'm focused on stats, sir.
Oh, okay.
I can't look at this piddly stuff, right? I have to look at stats. That's what you pay me for. Jeez. But seriously, Moreno, right, is a guy that I drafted a whole bunch as my catcher one, right?
Such a good hitter overall.
Oh my God, this whole lineup.
This lineup's going to change. This lineup's going to change drastically over the next couple of weeks. I cannot think that this is going to be the starting lineup.
The only thing I could think of is they did one of those, like, bring your kid to work days, and they let him fill it out with the crayon or something. Because this doesn't make any sense at all. And don't put in the chat, lefty, righty, blah, blah, blah. Just talent-wise?
No, this makes no sense. Come on. Nick Ahmed, get out of here. All right, next one up, Angels and A's, and we got told, maybe spoiler alert, that Ohtani is dealing.
Oh, and did you know?
Oh, baby, he is. Five innings pitched, eight Ks, two walks, two hits.
And do you know that Ohtani's calling his own game today?
What?
Yep.
So he's just like telling Ohapi, like, hey, I'm throwing this.
Is it a hope?
I don't know. I would say Ohapi.
Anyways, yeah, you know how like Greinke, like, I guess I don't know how he's doing it. I don't know if he's doing the Greinke thing where you could type in the, you know, the little belt.
Pitchcom.
There you go. Pitchcom. By the way, if you ever want to watch something really funny, watch Greinke shake himself off. You should type in Pitchcom shaking. Greinke types in a pitch he's going to throw, and then he literally shakes himself, and then he types in another. So, yeah, Ohtani's calling his own game today. He shakes himself. Yeah.
Well,
so
maybe he's letting his catcher know something else is coming. I don't know, maybe that's what it is. But that is interesting. I did not know that. Although, I will say this, Amanda, the Angels offense isn't doing anything either.
What?
It's Gio Urshela, who has two hits and a run, and then Ohap or whatever you want to call it. He's the one who got the RBI against, I don't even know who this guy is, Kyle Muller.
Oh, the Mulster. Yeah. He actually was part of the Mueller report. So this is his, he quit politics and became a pitcher. Yeah.
I mean, the pitching staff for Oakland's doing great against.
Thank you.
Ward, Trout, Otani, Rendon. Yeah. If we still think he's actually good, who knows anymore?
Yeah.
Drury batting. They spend this money to get Drury, and they bat him seventh. Sure.
So, right. First up, Gio Urshela, right? No matter where he is, he somehow hits. And he's always like eighth or ninth hitter. He's always a great kind of grab.
This guy.
Right. I can't quit this guy. Always grab him. But yeah, I mean, look, this is the Angels, right? They're the opposite of the Giants. They have a big pocketbook and they spend it on the wrong people or they put them in the wrong order and they always do that. And they're going to suck, not because they didn't spend money, but they just because they always shoot themselves in the foot.
It's bad management, man.
Yeah. A national professional baseball writer said that the A's lineup is the worst thing he's seen, even from a Triple A team. Capel, Diaz, I mean, Seth Brown, okay. Jesus Aguilar, you know, he's done some stuff. Laureano, everybody's kind of hoping there.
That's a good feature of Laureano. It was late.
Jace Peterson, look, I have some stuff with him and Langerliers.
Peterson's been around since the 90s too, right?
87 actually was his rookie year. I just looked it up. Yeah, I just looked that up on the teletype. And then everybody, of course, everybody picked up Ruiz. Don't say you didn't. I can see you, all you people. I know you grabbed Ruiz. Like, oh, he's going to steal like 100 bases. The guy needs to get on base to steal bases. Nope.
That's exactly why I didn't do it.
His on-base percentage is negative. He's the first batter ever to have a negative on base percentage. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it to your children.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right. Last game here. Mariners, Guardians, bottom six, tied 0-0. Pitcher's duel between Castillo and Bieber here. Castillo's got the six Ks, only allowed one hit. Bieber's allowed six hits and thankfully gotten out of it, but only has three Ks. So, this is just, I mean, there's no offense, obviously, at this point. So, like, nothing to really look at here. I mean, our boy Ty France, 2-for-3, that's kind of
he's a professional hitter. Yeah, that's what he does.
So, I mean, obviously, we're going to expect better things out of a lot of these guys. You know, J-Ram, Rodriguez.
Now, Julio Rodriguez is probably past his prime. I would definitely trade him for Pablo Lopez straight up right now.
Oh, if you watch earlier in the show, you know that that's another dig back at our boy from the Dynasty League, Jay. I'm not sorry, actually. All right, man, that is it. Thank you for stepping in as a co-host. You didn't know that was going to happen. Neither did I.
Hey, my pleasure.
But it was a good time, man. Glad we could have some fun with, just running through some opening day, you know, give it a little bit of knowledge, but also just kind of have fun with it because, look, guys, let's be real. One game, in some cases, not even a full game. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Don't overreact.
Right.
You know, your bench guys, like your total, like, last picks, you know, a couple games in, they're not going to hit. Fine. Start picking up the hot bats, right? Like, or the hot pitchers, whatever it is, and just figure it out. But, like, stop overreacting. I don't want questions asking me if I should trade DeGrom. No, you drafted DeGrom in the third round. You're sticking with that mofo for a while. I don't care if he has got like three bad games in a row. No. Garrett Cole last year was absolutely miserable in the month of April.
Right.
If you traded his ass, you lost that trade.
What about J-Rod? I mean, I just checked in. I don't know if you saw this, but I just checked in and he hasn't hit yet. So I have a trade offer for him for a starting pitcher from the Minnesota Twins. Should I trade him? What do you say, Joe?
That was tough, man. I mean, do we think J-Ram had like a career year last year? Maybe you're just going off of that, and you know, like,
yeah,
he's a bounce back guy. I don't know.
We'll put the answer in. We'll put the answer in our Discord, but for subscribers only.
Maybe we'll put it in over on the Dynasty Slack league that we're in, and let our boy over there know what's all about. So, all right, guys, that is it for the show. Next week, I am actually out. I'm going to be in Disney World, so.
I'm filling in again. All right, cool.
I don't know what's happening.
Sorry.
You might be doing it solo, but we got to figure out if AJ can actually like be coherent and not die mid-show. So, but that being said, guys, thank you for tuning in. Enjoy. Hope you enjoyed opening day. And we will see you next week, maybe, if not at least the week after. Peace.